preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those little
welcome back,
old
folks.
Boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome back to the Trump Phenomenon.
We say grace, we say
man. Continuing where we left off last night. This is James Kelso, live from North Dakota, and joined by, let me look on my screen to see who we have. We, I believe, have our full team. Paul Fromm in Canada, I see you there. Hello, Paul. Well, I think I see Paul. And George, are you there?
Yeah, George is here. I think Paul is too. Maybe he has a mute button on.
Okay. All right, Paul. Well, looks like we have the whole team, and all we need to finish out the compliment is you folks out there in the audience, and you can join us by calling 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We have only a brief hour together here on a Tuesday evening, August 1st, 2017. George, when I forget to announce the date of the show at the beginning, if you could tap me on the shoulder and remind me, because that's important for people scouring through radio archives. If they can find out in the first 10 seconds of the date of a show, it helps them identify the show. Well, and that, by the way, that also applies to the engineers when they're archiving material. And just think about it, folks. If you don't get a date right at the beginning of a show, how do you know when or what the show was? You don't. Well, let's see. Some great additional news in the saga of the Trump phenomenon today, and we'll update you on that. And as always, folks, there's more here than any one man or woman can pay attention to in just one day. Donald Trump is doing more, generating more news, and it's all good news too. Every 24 hours, then you know, I don't, you know, come up with your own quantification here, and then all the previous presidents of our lifetimes put together, or, you know, 10 times more than the best that you can think of before Donald Trump. Come up with your own number here, but it's a staggering, phenomenal, as you might say, number. I just to throw something in here as a starter, I was very impressed with Sarah Huckabee Sanders today. That's Mike Huckabee's daughter. Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas. I got to meet him once in person. That was in Des Moines, Iowa. No, Ames, Iowa, at Iowa State University, the Iowa State Cyclones, when Ron Paul was participating in a, what did they call it, a straw poll there in 2000, I think we were in 2007, at the start of the campaign there towards the 2008 presidency. That would have been in 2007. Oddly enough, Bill Johnson wanted me to be there. There was no American Freedom Party as of that moment, But Bill and I were collaborating on projects before it was even created. But I got to meet Mike Huckabee there playing his bass guitar with his rock music group on the bed of a trailer or on a stage there. Now, anyway, let's go. Let's listen to her. She was very good today. Let me see if I can. This is a new audio setup I have, so cross your fingers, boys and girls, as I attempt to fire this up. And let's hear what she has to say. This is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. That's her married name now. At the press briefing today at the White House.
Everybody wants to try to make this some story about misleading. The only thing I see misleading is a year's worth of stories that have been fueling a false narrative about this Russia collusion and based on a phony scandal based on anonymous sources. And I think that is, if we're going to talk about misleading, that's the only thing misleading I see in this entire process. You guys are focused on a meeting that Don Jr. had no consequence when the Democrats actually colluded with a foreign government like Ukraine. The Democrat-linked firm Fusion GPS actually took money from the Russian government while it created the phony dossier that's been the basis for all of the Russia scandal fake news. And if you want to talk further about a relationship with Russia, look no further than the Clintons. As we've said time and time again, Bill Clinton was paid $500,000 to give a speech to a Russian bank and was personally thanked by Putin for it. Hillary Clinton allowed 1/5 of America's uranium to reserve to be sold to a Russian firm whose investors were Clinton Foundation donors. And the Clinton campaign chairman's brother lobbied against sanctions on Russia's largest bank and failed to report it. If you guys want to talk about having relations, which you seem obsessed with doing, look no further than there. If you want to talk about somebody who's actually been tough on Russia, look at President Trump. He wants more fracking, more coal, more energy, a stronger military, a stronger defense. Those things aren't good for Russia. I think the distinctions are very clear, and you guys want to create a narrative that just doesn't exist.
Oh, let me pause that.
Hey, guys.
Now, George, tell me what your take is on this, but my take on Sarah Huckabee Sanders is that she is, we've got a much sharper knife in the drawer now than we've had in the press briefings heretofore.
I like it. I think Sean Spicer wasn't up to the job. Mooch, God knows, he belongs on ESPN. And Sarah, I think, carried herself very well today. Declaring yes. War on the other side. That's a good start.
Yes. Yes. Now, I'll improve my audio, folks. It might just be actually the particular file I'm clicking on here, the particular YouTube. But were you able to hear her right there, George?
Yeah, we heard the whole thing. Nice
okay.
And clear.
All right, all right. Well, I'll come up with even sharper audio in the future, folks, but this is a whole new setup. All the computers and connections that I have here today in the show are new ones from what we have used in the past. And this includes the computer I used at the American Renaissance Conference Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just concluded. Oh, my gosh. The reverberations from that A-plus event will continue for weeks and months. Jared Taylor's talk at that event was, "Is have we reached a turning point? If white folks reached a turning point in their trajectory, their history, our history?" And his answer was yes. And that this conference, he was referring to the news of the day, especially the Trump phenomenon, the Trump election. He wasn't specifically self-interestedly referring to his own conference, but I would tip my hat to Jared Taylor and say his conference is actually a key element in that turning point, which I was so privileged to be present at, along with Rob of New Jersey, who calls his show regularly and is a bulwark of the American Freedom Party. Rick Tyler was there. He's our man in Tennessee and points elsewhere. And other AFP party members were there, and boy, it was a heck of a deal.
I think there was some history there, made really, James.
Yeah.
One day you and I are going to be talking about that meeting when it has more than 1,000 people present. Looking forward to it too.
Yeah, just today I was trying to think of ways to accommodate more than the only limit we had there. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was the fire marshal's limit on how many people Jared could put into the main banquet hall, the main speaking hall, which included all the, pretty much all of the halls in the Montgomery Bell Inn, with the walls taken out. You know how those partition walls can fold up, and that limit was, I believe, 300. And so in that hall, there were 300. There were other people there who were not able to be in that hall. So I think the total was about 350 people that were there. And I was just trying to think of other ways, creative ways, to using, well, what Donald Trump did in the primaries. When he couldn't fit a crowd into a huge, like a 10,000-seat arena, he would put a big screen and a speaker system in a an adjacent room, an overflow room, I guess they call it. And so I was wondering, I'll see if I can't talk to Jared about this, the possibilities of overflow rooms at Montgomery Bell so that it could perhaps accommodate 500 people. And of course, Patriots wouldn't mind this at all. Nobody would mind being in an overflow room because we're all pulling together for the team, and nobody's, you know, particularly hung up on, oh, I've got to be in the first row or whatever. I want to be on camera. Nobody has
that problem. It would make it even more festive.
Yeah, exactly. So those are all possibilities there. And now what I'll watch here in this new setup I have, also my software is new too, thanks to Bill Gates and Skype, who have once again updated themselves. They seem to do on an almost daily basis. So I'm looking at a little bit of an unfamiliar screen here, looking for your name out there, ladies and gentlemen, when you call in at 800-313-9443. Let's look at some of the great headlines generated since we last spoke. My go-to website is Breitbart. Reiterating something we said yesterday, the stories continue on the short career of Anthony Scaramucci. Scaramucci, I don't want to mispronounce his name. I think it's Scaramucci. Well, right here on this show, we said he will be a one-week wonder. We said that on the first day of his first press conference, or his first real exposure, when he just blurted out all of those foul terms and engaged in leaking and all sorts of things. Totally unacceptable. We said this is way beneath Donald Trump, way below his standards. How in the world did Scaramucci get in there? Well, we got a little bit of a clue today. This is not confirmed, but I was reading a story today that said that it was Jared Kushner who suggested Scaramucci as the communications director. So that, if it was, in fact, let's put it this way. Whoever suggested Scaramucci to Donald Trump, and who must have reassured him that what this guy's going to be hot, he's going to be good, that person got a ding, whoever it may be. But I got my first report here is that it was Jared Kushner and Ivanka who suggested Scaramucci. So it's wonderful for this man to be gone. I don't have an impression yet of General Kelly, who's taking over Reince Priebus' job. I don't have an impression yet of General Kelly, but we'll all have one shortly. But I sure like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she's got brains to burn, and she's tough. She doesn't let the she's ahead. She's faster on her feet than the hyenas in the media. And as she was speaking, by the way, I don't know if you could hear it. She was trying to complete her sentences. The hyenas in the media were all jumping up and down, barking and shouting questions, knowing that this is an opportunity. We need to interrupt her now. She's scoring points against us. Let's interrupt her now. She wasn't having any of it. She just talked right over him. And there's actually a readout. Let me see if I have that readout. There's a readout on her press conference. Let me find it. And here it is right here. Here's how it ends. Let's look at her readout, the ending here, the text of the whole thing. She says, let me find something good. Well, here's somebody in the media. A questioner, one of the hyenas, says, you just gave this incredibly passionate pushback on us for focusing on Russia. He got that right, he or she. And then she says, you guys are all members of the media. And she says, let's see here. Well, she's just so sharp. I'd have to go back and play it out, play the whole thing. Well, I love her. I will come back to her. Has Paul arrived here amongst us?
Yes, I've been having a lot of trouble getting on tonight, but I think I'm now with you, James.
Okay, beautiful. And your sound is outstanding. No problem. Let's go to, I'm looking at all new software here myself, Paul, so I have a little bit of unfamiliarity here. All righty. We were just celebrating the departure of Anthony Scaramucci, Paul, who was beneath Donald Trump in his quality of his manner. And very nice that we here on this show, of course, we are, we're doing a lot of cheerleading for Donald Trump, folks, on this show. And that was not, I did not relish the idea of having to, I wouldn't have done it, but of even having tried to put the lipstick on the pig of the Scaramucci communications director performance. So we were going to have to beat up on Scaramucci here on this show, which I don't want to have anybody in the Trump administration that we have to beat up on. I'd rather have more Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who did a great job today, Paul, in just thumping the media and pointing out that the problem, all of the Russia, if there is a Russiagate, it involves not Donald Trump, not Republicans. It involves Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the Democratic National Committee, and the Democratic Party, which is all dirtied up with corrupt deals involving billions of dollars, involving 20% of America's uranium, involving corruption and payoffs to the Clinton Foundation. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders threw down the gauntlet today at the media saying, get it straight, boys and girls, get it straight. And she's not going to let up on it. So she's much more aggressive, but very pleasant, a very pleasant person, but much more aggressive in the style of Donald Trump. So she is a more than a match for the media jackals.
This has been a great week, James. We're kind of minimizing what really just happened with Reince Krispies. I mean, think about it. 15 months ago, that man was the head of the entire GOP, colossus. I mean, in my opinion, he was the most powerful behind the scenes man in the country. And now he's nothing. Donald Trump clutched him to his bosom. Said, Reince, baby, come with me, be my director. And then he did the right thing and got rid of his miserable arse. And Reince Priebus is now gonzo.
Well, good points. We got a little break here, folks. This is your chance to call in. See you right after the break.
Just We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, Jay.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And sitting here at the master control panel here in my radio studio in North Dakota. And fiddling with the dials and so on, trying to get it even better for you. A lot of new equipment here, so take a few days to smooth it all out. Paul, where were we just before the break?
We were interrupted so often, I'm not quite sure.
Okay. The well, folks, I'm very pleased with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the way she handled the media. I described them as jackals and hyenas, suitable animal personifications of these people.
The thing I just read on the internet is that she completely blew away the whole Russian accusation. Now, I didn't see this, and I'm only repeating it secondhand what I read, but sounds good if that's true.
Yes, exactly. She is using the Trump tactic, which Trump says of himself, "I'm a counterpuncher." He'll let you show what you've got, and then he comes back with his counterpunches. Some of the people that he's put into his administration, he's let them, he's given them a chance. Show me what you've got. Some of the establishment figures, people inherited from the Republican National Committee and so on, Donald Trump's given them a fair chance to show us that they get it, what the Trump revolution is, and that they can keep up with the pace and have the heart to hang in there. And some of them are not going to make it. So I think we'll see, Georgia, your observation here is a salient one, that we will see a bunch of people fall by the wayside after Donald Trump's given them a tryout, and they haven't come up to the Trump standards. There'll be more of these things.
Reince Krispies, he is a major, major kingpin of the Never Trump movement. And, I also had to pinch myself and go, did this really happen? I mean, that man has been barbecued.
Yes. Well, he departed with very good, as a real gentleman, he departed with excellent praise of the president and went out of his way to praise Steve Bannon. And so for some of these folks, I think Sean Spicer went out again with very kind words and generous words all around. I think Donald Trump is such a high performance guy that he will let some people go simply because they can't keep up with his track team. Not that they're bad people, that they've made mistakes. If Jeff Sessions doesn't make it, I don't think it will be because there's anything wrong with him or he's a bad guy. It's just he dropped the baton. I'm gonna keep my metaphor going here. He dropped the baton on Russiagate when he recused himself and then put Rod Rosenstein in charge thereby, which led to the fiasco of Robert Mueller. So, that's just not up to the Donald Trump performance standard. And if Jeff Sessions comes off the roster, this is like the highest level performance sports. Really, really good athletes don't make it to the final cut. And Donald Trump is the coach here, and he's adjusting his personnel. There's a good story here, as the I'm looking for it on General Kelly. And it credits Kelly, I'll just give you the summary here while I'm looking for the story. It credits General Kelly with having gotten rid of the Obama person who was in charge of the catastrophic Obama policy towards radical Islamic terrorists. I'll come back with that and your calls right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Well, we're saying they're not really over for good. And here's an evidence of that. More good appointments from Donald Trump. I'll go back to this headline here on excellent picks by Donald Trump. I like this pick of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Donald Trump has been filling in his administration with excellent scientists and researchers who don't buy into the global warming baloney. Here is, the first revelation that we had in this regard was when he made Scott Pruitt the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. And Scott Pruitt is a global warming skeptic, the term that's arisen for such folks like ourselves. Here's another one. But Donald Trump, he's filling in a number of positions. Here's one. President Trump on Wednesday nominated Sam Clovis, a former college professor who has challenged the scientific consensus. This is the Washington Compost reporting this, so they call it scientific consensus, that human activity has been the primary driver of climate change, to serve in the Agriculture Department's top scientific posts. Dr. Clovis was one of the first people through the door at the U.S. Department of Agriculture in January and has become a trusted advisor and steady hand as we continue to work for the people of agriculture, Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue said in a statement. He looks at every problem with a critical eye, relying on sound science and data, and will be the facilitator and integrator we need. Now, I'll give you another example. So this is kind of happening quietly. The legacy-controlled press is not reporting this. Another person that Donald Trump interviewed to be the science czar is physics professor Dr. Will Happer, who is has specialized in the study of atomic physics, optics, and spectroscopy, professor of physics emeritus at Princeton University. Particular moment here. In 2017, following the election of Donald Trump, Will Happer met with Trump to discuss his potential role of being his science advisor and said that he would take the job if it was offered. Happer described Trump as very attentive. That's what everybody who meets with him says, and that the president's concerns were those of a technically literate person, describing his interview. Hannah Devlin of The Guardian writes that Happer, she's part of a legacy controlled press, Happer supports a controversial crackdown on the freedom of federal agency scientists. That's bad. That's bad reporting. That's not even worth reading. But anyway, very, very distinguished Dr. Will Happer, Scott Pruitt at the Environmental Protection Agency, and Dr. Sam Clovis at the USDA. So this will take time. This is happening in all the agencies, position by position. Donald Trump will engage in the sorting out process where he gets people that patriotic personnel, and it's going to really start showing as the months advance, Paul.
I hope so, yes.
And the let's see, let me look at my call board here. As I say, folks, we've got a new board. We've got Jim in Missouri and George in Texas. If we can go, if we may, start with George in Texas, and then we'll go to you, Jim. George, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, George. Yes, I hear you clearly.
No, probably firing Scaramucci is probably the best thing, a good choice, because in Trump administration with blood in the water and the Democrats being the sharks, you don't need two loose cannons running around the White House. And Scaramucci was a loose cannon.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Now, I hope you're not saying that Donald Trump's a loose cannon.
No, I think I'm just saying, in a way, he's loose cannon, but at least he's more disciplined. But Scaramucci, I think he was very undisciplined, a loose cannon.
Worse than undisciplined. I agree with you, George. There in Texas, Scaramucci is not made of, to use the term. The right stuff. He's not the right stuff. He doesn't have the right ethical, moral, what would you say? He lowered, Donald Trump is trying to raise us out of, he says it's not the swamp now, it's the sewer. He's trying to raise America out of the sewer that exists in Washington. And Scaramucci was sounding like a member of the sewer with his language.
And that was on the record. I mean, it's one thing to speak one way in private, but that is incredibly crude. He sounded like an out-of-control dock worker from the bad part of New York City, and that's not what the community. I mean, this is supposed to be communications.
Especially with the New York Times.
And you, James, you called it correctly a week ago.
All I had to hear was the first 5 minutes out of, from this guy. And, it was just immediately apparent to me, this is a no-brainer. Donald Trump, as soon as he hears the same things I just heard, is going to, throw this guy out. And let's look at the kind of classy person that Donald Trump now has discovered. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, her dad, Mike Huckabee, endorsed Donald Trump. It was a ways along in the process. But I remember Mike Huckabee performing admirably. Getting on the Trump train and telling the American people that Donald Trump was what they needed. But look at how exciting this she's a young woman. She's only 34 years old. She's the only daughter of former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, born in 1982. I have a 1982 Thunderbird in my backyard. So born in the city.
You're going to start calling it Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you. I think we will. And her introduction to politics began as a child when her father first ran for governor in 1992. So she was 10 years old. So she got this early on. And so she was a field coordinator for her father's 2002 reelection campaign. Let's see what we say about her. Oh, let's look at her personal stuff. She has three children. Her husband is Brian Sanders. They were married in 2010. And she was born in Hope, Arkansas. So I like all of this. I think she is really brainy, which makes sense because Mike Huckabee is a very smart guy. And Sanders was named one of Time Magazine's 40 I guess leaders under 40 in politics. Who cares what Time Magazine thinks? But anyway, even they think she's significant. And let's see, she met her husband, Brian Chatfield Sanders, during her father's 2008 political campaign. Well, that's when I met Mike Huckabee. She was the campaign's field director, which means she was probably right there. When I got to meet Mike Huckabee, she was probably right there within 20 feet of where we were standing. And they got married in 2010 at Nazareth Lutheran Church. And there you go. So that's a little bit of background on her with three children. George, there in Texas, any other thoughts?
Well, about General Kelly being the, being the new chief of staff, anyway, in being ex-military, has some positives and has some negatives. I know he likes to bring order and discipline to the White House. But some people who are not familiar with the military structure might be rubbed the wrong way. But then again, there has to be a little bit of an iron fist to bring order to the White House, to cut the leaks out and, get everybody on board. You're either loyal with the administration or you're not. What I mean?
Yes. Yes.
And I hope he gets rid of those Obama holdovers. And hearing about, Trump firing Sessions, I would move for Trump. I would not hire Giuliani or some of these authoritarian people to be attorney general. We need Bob Barr, former Congressman Bob Barr, who's a former prosecutor. I mean, he knows. I know he knows how to balance the needs of executing justice without infringing on people's liberties. And I hope he finds an appointment for Homeland Security who has the same mindset, because in Homeland Security, we've got a lot of liberties being infringed supposedly in the name of keeping us safe. We need somebody there that can balance that need.
Well, now let's look at John Francis Kelly, born in 1950, current White House Chief of Staff. Where does he come from? Born in Boston into an Irish Catholic family. Grew up in the Brighton neighborhood of Boston. And before he reached the age of 16, John Kelly hitchhiked to Washington State and rode the trains back home, including a freight hop from Seattle to Chicago. He then served for a year in the U.S. Merchant Marine. And he says, my first time overseas was a trip, a voyage taking 10,000 tons of beer to Vietnam.
Wow.
In 1970, when his mother told him that his draft number was coming up, he enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps and discharged from active duty as a sergeant in 72 after serving in an infantry company with the 2nd Marine Division, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And then he was commissioned in 75 as a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps via officer candidate school. He graduated from the University of Massachusetts, Boston after that. Received a Master of Science in National Security Studies from Georgetown, returned to the 2nd Marine Division, served as a rifle and weapons platoon commander. So this guy's got real field experience with real men. Company executive officer, assistant operations officer. This guy rose up a long way through the ranks. Sea duty in Mayport, Florida. He served aboard the aircraft carriers Forrestal and Independence. He then attended the Army's Infantry Officer Advanced Course at Fort Benning, assigned to Headquarters Marine Corps in D.C., and then returned to the 2nd Marine Division in 84 to command a rifle and weapons company. Then started getting promotions, went to Battalion Operations Officer, transferred to Basic School in Quantico, Virginia in 87, head of the Offensive Tactics Section, went to School for Advanced Warfare, assigned as commanding officer, 1st Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion. This guy's a fighter. Let's see here. Oh, he provided military backup to the police during the Los Angeles riots of 1992. I like that experience. I was there. I know what that was like. National War College. So this guy has not been an officer who flew a desk. This is a commander in the field. And then he became special assistant to the Supreme Allied Commander of Europe. Then went for a third tour of duty at Camp Lejeune. And deployed to Iraq. Promoted in Iraq to Brigadier General, which was the first known promotion of a Marine Corps colonel in an active combat zone since that of another 1st Marine Division Assistant Division Commander, Chesty Puller, in January 1951. And in April 2003, he took command of the newly formed Task Force Tripoli, drove it north from Baghdad into Samarra and Tikrit. Remember those names, folks?
And there was a brilliant action. I was reading somebody in our National Post today, a writer who'd been embedded with the U.S. Army in Iraq, and right after, I think it was the capture of Saddam's big mansion near Baghdad, the one remaining outpost of Saddam's support was Tikrit, and he was given the order to attack immediately. Now, no time to prepare, no time to bring in armor or artillery. They went up in 300, I think they're called light armored vehicles, actually made in Canada, with Cobra helicopter gunship support. They attacked at dawn, completely caught the remaining forces of Saddam by surprise. Immediately liberated 7 American servicemen who had been captured by the Iraqis. It was a It was absolutely just a textbook example of daring and amazingly successful tactics by the Marines. And that was, his forces were absolutely dog-tired. They fought their way all up, I think it was to the Baghdad area, and they were redeployed like almost overnight. It was a lightning attack, as the sort of thing that Field Marshal Rommel would have done. So he's an amazing general, and this is from a Canadian report. I wouldn't say it's hostile, but he himself was most impressed.
Good report, Paul. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a ramblin' man. I do a lot of thumbin' and kickin' cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no
handout living. It
welcome back, folks.
Anything they're giving, I'm proud and white and
we've got just one little short segment left to go. And we talked about Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Now we're talking about General Kelly. And, you know, Paul, I want to end on an encouraging note here. And sorry, a sad element to the life of John Francis Kelly, born in 1950. Going to the end of his life here, or the end of his story here, bringing it up to date, rather. There's one nice quote here where he was asked by an LA Times reporter if he was intimidated by the huge amount of tanks and artillery and chemical weapons available to Saddam Hussein's forces. And his response was, hell, these are Marines. Men like them held Guadalcanal and took Iwo Jima. But then, here's a sad story. He lost a son in 2010. General Kelly's 29-year-old son, First Lieutenant Robert Kelly, was killed in action when he stepped on a landmine while leading a platoon of Marines on a patrol in Afghanistan. His son was a former enlisted Marine and was on his third combat tour and his first tour as a U.S. Marine Corps infantry officer. At the time of his death, Robert Kelly was with the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines. Robert Kelly's death made John Kelly the highest-ranking military officer to lose a child in Iraq or Afghanistan. And his other son is now a Marine Corps major. So, and here's a quote from him. But I think that deepens our understanding of the man, Paul. To know that about him. And he says, he said about terrorism this year in May, he said, it's everywhere. It's constant. It's nonstop. The good news for us in America is we have amazing people protecting us every day. And he said that the threat from terrorism is so severe that some people would never leave their house if they knew the truth. Kelly, and remember, his first assignment from our president was to be the head of the Department of Homeland Security and its 250,000 employees. And I think what Paul and George, I think Donald Trump is happy with the work that Kelly has done as the head of that huge agency. And this has led to him moving in, making him his chief of staff. And so he shifted from a carryover, a holdover from the Republican National Committee. And then Donald Trump is, I think, really what he's done here is he's upgraded, which is the way he's run his life and his career. The music means we're out of time, so we'll have to finish this topic and others tomorrow with our continuing update on the Trump phenomenon. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, George. See you all tomorrow night.
Don't stop believing.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.